Hey fans, fair warning, this episode includes dark subjects such as death and disease. If that's not something you want to listen to, go ahead and skip it. So, Crystal.
Yes.
I have a story for you.
Oh, yeah?
So, this happened to me when I was a wee little boy.
Wee little boy.
Yeah, still in my college days. So, I was just scanning the internet.
What happened when you were a wee little boy?
A wee little boy. I just talk like this since I'm drinking my scotchy scotch now.
No, that's... You're totally mixing all of the accents. No, I'm just wrong. American, right. Like you're good at.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway. I was just browsing the internet, and I stumbled upon this theory. And it had the Rugrats on it, and I love the Rugrats. Everyone loved the Rugrats.
Is it really depressing?
No, why would I tell you a depressing story right before bed on a beautiful Saturday night?
It's true. We've had a lot to drink today.
But I do have a story for you.
Okay.
You want to hear my story?
Yeah.
They're all dead.
See? This is why I have trust issues with you sometimes.
Hey fans, you're listening to
My Drunken Fandom! And every time I do that, I have to throw my hands up in the air.
So, this episode, we're talking about childhood ruining theories.
Yeah.
So, for the past week, we've been just scouring the internet for ways to ruin our own childhood.
Sorry, guys. If you're listening to this, please start drinking now.
Yeah. If you're hoping to have a good day today... I hope you have a good day, but I hope your childhood is ruined for the rest of the day.
Or maybe it was not so much ruined as it just kind of connects the dots and be like, oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I was so naive as a child. Today, I'm actually drinking a scotch, and I want to tell everyone what I'm drinking because it's fancy and it makes me sound fancy.
Yeah, but you just, it's very strong. I mean, I'm sitting, like, I guess perpendicular to Nick and his... cup is over on his other side, and I can smell it, and it just smells like oaky rubbing alcohol. Like, it just, yeah, it's just,
it's great. But I want to read you the description of it because it just makes me sound even great. Oh, greater. You ready?
It makes you sound even great.
Even great.
Okay.
I already had a little bit.
I'm kind of married. Okay.
This is the Craggabus Scotch Islay, blended malt whiskey from Scotland, 43% volume. Damn. This scotch is the
Clearly, this is really strong scotch. Let me read this.
Alright, I'll let you read it. But you have to read it in a Scottish accent.
I'm not gonna do no fucking Scottish accent. I'm not gonna disrespect them that way, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So this scotch is the oh, shit. So, this week, Disney released two trailers, and this makes the child in me very, very happy because Mary Poppins returns. They released a teaser trailer this week, and then also Winnie the Pooh. They're doing, like, a live-action Winnie the Pooh, which based on what I saw from the trailer, it's supposed to be Christopher Robin as an adult.
Yeah.
And so Winnie the Pooh just kind of comes back in his life, and it kind of, like, depicts that his life is kind of, he's kind of struggling. He's going through a lot, and he's got kids, and it just seems like he's down in the dumps a little bit, or at least he's heading that direction. And then the Mary Poppins Returns made me really, really happy, because it looks like it was the brother and sister that were in the first one in the future, or, like, later on. Like, it's a continuation of the story, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so that looked really cool, and they were just like, Mary Poppins, we're glad you're here, you know, but obviously in a British accent that I'm not going to attempt either. And, like, another thing that really made me glad is the girl that's playing Mary Poppins, like, totally nailed the accent, like, just got everything right. I'm drinking, what am I drinking?
What? You're drinking a girly drink.
I am, but you know what?
You have a right to drink a girly drink.
It's Angry Orchard Rosé.
Yeah, it is International Women's Week, by the way. Anyways, so you can drink whatever you fancy.
And you know what? This is pink, and it caught my eye at the store, so I bought it. Because I didn't know that Angry Orchard had rosé. Anyways, okay, so what you got for the news, sir?
Patty Jenkins has confirmed that Kristen Wiig will be playing a character in the new Wonder Woman sequel.
I didn't know they were making another Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, neither did I. It seemed like they were done with it, but...
I have a feeling they're just kind of, like, bombed this one. Because The first one was really good.
Black Mirror just released a new set of posters, and I think there's a new trailer as well. It looks super dark, and I'm really excited. I love Black Mirror. Crystal does not.
I don't like dark, depressing, twisted shit. Like, I don't like my mind getting fucked.
Would you like to hear some of the plot lines of the episodes?
Not really, but I feel like I don't have a choice.
Plot number one, the bookstore that enslaved humanity. Plot number two, I tried to show someone a picture on my phone and they started swiping right. Oh, here's a good one. You ready? The FBI man in your webcam is going through a rough spot. Mark Hamill finally got his star on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes, thank you, world. Making things right.
It's about time. He really deserves it, too. Speaking of Star Wars, yes. Solo has come under fire recently because their new posters pretty much completely ripped off another artist. They look very, very, very similar to a jazz album that came out by a different artist. It was very blatantly ripped off. And I just have something to say about this. As an artist, I know it's very common to rip off other artists. We browse the internet for inspiration. We end up accidentally ripping someone off all the time. Normally when you take inspiration from another artist, you try to alter it a little bit. This is not even
close.
This
is just like a copy paste.
Yeah, it's the same color scheme and everything. Like, it's one.
This is just lazy is what it is.
Well, it's one thing to like artwork and want to be inspired by it, but the artwork needs to fit the film, and they need to kind of personalize it so that way it better fits the film. And
sadly, in a way, this just kind of adds to me not being that excited about the Solo movie.
Don't get me wrong, I'm going to see it, but I don't think Han Solo needed a movie. So, Crystal, what movies do we have coming out?
Next week, we have Tomb Raider! Kind of excited about that one.
Yeah.
I love Angelina Jolie, but I'm kind of excited about this one just because I found out that the actress that's playing her is a total badass. Like, she trained and, like, prepped her body for this movie, so she does all her own stunts, which is kind of great because not a lot of actors will do that. They'll do some of them, but, like, some of the bigger ones, yeah.
And the thing about this movie is it's based on the video game, and the video game was amazing. It has great storyline, great gameplay, and the other thing too is, like, this actress knows that she has big shoes to fill.
Some of the stunts that I've seen her do, I'm just like, yes, girl power, get them gains. Her back muscles were awesome. I was watching her lift herself up, and I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to be that small and not have to weigh that much so you can lift yourself up from water. Yeah. You know how hard that is?
All right, Crystal.
Yes?
You ready to ruin some childhoods?
Like all of them?
Like all of them.
All of them.
Basically, we narrowed it down to anything from your childhood that you watched and loved as a kid.
Yeah.
That may have had another meaning.
So the first one I'm going to do, and I mean, this movie was already depressing within the first 10 minutes. Can you figure out which one that is?
Mm-mm.
No? It's like a great movie. But, like, the first 10 minutes, you're just like, oh.
Up?
Yes.
Are you going to ruin Up for me?
I'm going to ruin Up for you. You're going to hate me.
Oh, no.
But I have to start with the hardest one, so finish your scotch.
Oh, no. You can't ruin Up for me.
I found it, and I'm like, oh, I know he's not going to like this one. It's kind of, like, super depressing, but also at the end, you're like, okay. I'm okay with this, I think. All okay. Right. Carl Fredrickson. Right? This is the old man in the movie Up.
Mm-hmm.
The square face and square glasses.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read off to you this theory.
All right.
And it's somewhat long. Carl Fredrickson died in his sleep after he's notified that he needs to leave his house and move into a retirement home.
No!
just right in the heart. Okay. Everything that happened afterwards represents Carl's journey through the afterlife. Russell represents Carl's guardian angel, who is trying to earn his wings or final badge by helping Carl with his transition. Russell took the form of a child to fulfill Carl and Ellie's desire or inability to have children. The house itself represents Carl's attachment to the physical world, with Paradise Falls being Carl's perceived representation of heaven. Childhood ruined. Boom.
Okay.
sad, but it's kind of sweet at the same time.
It makes so much sense. And it almost makes more sense than the actual movie. Like, it...
Yeah.
My heart. I mean,
you don't want to say that, whatever.
Why?
How did you possibly make up sadder than it already was?
Leave it to me.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's beautiful, but also very sad. Because, I mean, it does kind of help fill his character. Because, yeah. I mean, he did have a whole lot of attachment to the house. I mean, you saw that throughout the whole thing. Because he tied the fucking house to his waist with a water hose.
Yeah, like, it really doesn't make any sense. But, like, the whole...
It was just a grieving process for him, but just to like break it down like that, it's like, oh,
Crystal, that one hurt.
I know
that physically hurt.
I found that one last week when we were looking at the other theories, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk about that one right now. Okay, your turn.
So in my research, I decided to reach out to the guys on Reddit, and there's a subreddit called r/fantheories. And they discovered our podcast, they loved it, and I wanted to give some of that love back, and I gave them the opportunity to give us some fan theories of their own.
Childhood
ruining theories. And they gave back a bunch of them. I can't do all of them, so I'm just going to pick a couple of them that I really like. So this one comes from I Am Not Chris Ferry. I wonder if he is actually Chris Ferry.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Maybe it's Chris F. Airy. No?
Could be.
Anyway.
Crystal, did you watch the show Hey Arnold?
I did. The football head.
Football head, with, yeah.
With Helga and the unibrow and had a little shrine to him because she's fucking nuts.
So I already heard a bunch of theories about this one, but this one's a little different. Hey Arnold is actually about Helga and her struggles through life with a dysfunctional family. Her mother is visibly drunk most of the show and clearly suffers from alcoholism. Father is running a beeper store. The show came out way back in 96, but beepers were already becoming a dying technology. Like, way back in 96.
Way back. Oh, that was 20 years ago. Ow.
Not childhood ruined.
Fuck. Okay, sorry.
Adding stress to his life and overcompensating with extra manliness. Further adding to the mother's stress. All of this stress also falls on Helga's older sister, who is a perfectionist and excels in all her studies. Somehow, she achieved this in an alcoholism household. She is probably also smart enough to know there is no future for her father's beeper business, and that the family is on the verge of financial collapse.
Wow. That's a sister thinking all that?
Yeah. We know all these details about Helga's family because she is the main character. But what do we know about Arnold's family from the show? Anything? It kind of seems like running the household is his grandparents' job. But why is Arnold even there? Did his parents die? Was he otherwise abandoned? We don't know. All we know about him are the things that young Helga would find interesting. All of Arnold's cool contraptions then make sense. Arnold isn't otherwise a genius. His family clearly can't afford anything high-end. They are just fantasies by Helga of what her crush life is like when she can't see him.
Wow. That was deep. Explains the shrine.
Yeah.
Crazy bitch.
The whole show is actually all about Helga and her perspective from...
Of what she thinks is going on.
Of what she thinks was going on.
So that was like her escape from her sad life, pretty much. Yeah. Jeez. Alright, well,
okay.
We went there.
Yeah, we went there.
I still couldn't get over that shrine. I think that was, like, the only thing about that show that the shrine just, like, creeped me out.
Hmm?
Yeah, I mean, besides the football head. It was a little creepy.
Your turn, what do you got?
Alright.
Ruin my childhood even more.
Okay, this one I just found as I just looked up childhood ruined. Did you ever watch Caillou?
Oh, I remember Caillou now.
You remember Caillou?
I remember Caillou.
It was kind of an annoying show, but it was great. Like, in a way, like, if you were really young.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I keep finding the most depressing ones. Okay, so, okay. I'm sorry you're out of scotch right now.
I'm ready.
It says, Caillou is actually a kid whose parents are trying to make his last few years of life memorable.
Oh my god!
Before he dies from a fatal cancer that caused him to lose all his hair from treatment.
Oh, God.
He said you wanted to ruin childhood.
So awful.
I think mine are so much more depressing than yours.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that kind of makes sense because I've never seen a kid in a cartoon with such little hair. Yeah. Like, he barely has eyebrows.
Okay.
So, yeah, and yeah.
I'm getting more and more depressed as we go through this.
Yay for alcohol!
It's fucked up. All right, I'm pulling out the big guns.
Bring it.
You ready?
Got it.
Charlie Brown has cancer.
What is it with these kids and having cancer?
So here's
kind
the
of
reason.
Funny though, because Caillou has a yellow shirt, and so does Charlie Brown.
Oh God, why?
And this is going way back.
All right, so the reason people think Charlie Brown has cancer,
he's got a Z.
Yeah, he doesn't have any really hair or anything. He's the only kind of bald character on the show. Mm-hmm. And there is a character introduced who actually does have cancer. And she later recovers from it. But it's thought that maybe this whole world he sees is sort of like his dream world. And that's kind of why the parents, anytime an adult... Yeah, anytime they talk, it's boring to him. So why would you want to dream about that? Right, so he's going away to his fantasy world, and another thing to kind of reestablish this is that the creator of Charlie Brown, his mother and himself both passed away from cancer.
Oh, wow.
So it's very possible and very depressing.
I'll never know.
Yeah.
But that is really sad.
The horrible time.
Gotta love peanuts.
Oh, God, I feel horrible. Can we have a fun one?
You said childhood ruin. What the hell were you expecting?
Okay, I want to throw a fun one out first.
Okay,
I'm going to throw a fun one. This fun one. Oh, it's not that fun. Okay, it's actually kind of funny. It's that, you remember Garfield?
Yeah.
It's that Garfield actually doesn't exist. And this one comes from Reddit user General Z. Garfield and Odie clearly couldn't have lived this long, and it's just John all alone. And if you actually go back and you read a lot of the Garfield comics, they make a whole lot of sense. And there's a whole website dedicated to it called Garfield Minus Garfield. And it's pretty funny, so I'm just going to read you some of them.
So Garfield and Odie don't exist?
Sort of, yeah. Garfield and Odie don't exist. And...
So if you go through those comics and
you take out Garfield and Odie and you just have only what John says, it's pretty funny. So the first strip starts off with, "I always try my best," and then there's a blank one, "then I fail."
Oh. It kind of makes it really funny.
Yeah, it's like, and then there's one.
These are quotes that we need to have. "I try my best, and then I fail."
And then there's one where it's, "Does life get any better than this?" And then just two blank blocks.
Oh.
They're so depressing.
"Cause I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me." So he needs donkey. That's what he needs in his life. He doesn't need a cat.
And this is my favorite one, actually. "I'm not a loser. Most of the time. A lot of the time. Some of the time. A little bit of the time." Because there's supposed to be conversation in between that.
Yeah.
But really, when you just have John talking, it just sounds like he's talking to himself. So, yeah.
That explains why he's always trying to get a girlfriend, though.
Oh, now it's sad again.
I mean, you're welcome. I'm really good at ruining childhoods, apparently.
Yes. Right. I don't want you to go again.
Okay, this one is interesting, but you have to bear with me because it's kind of a long post.
Okay.
So this is from someone's Twitter post, and they just made like a whole thing about it. It says, "Transgender kid is tormented by his older brother growing up. His brother almost beat him to death when he is caught in his room wearing heels." I'm going to skip down a little bit, and it just goes on to say that the siblings kind of grew apart, obviously, and the older brother becomes a world-famous scientist and has some like really sad things happen in his life, like his wife died after delivering triplets. The transgender girl, who her brother insists is a man, found love and invited her brother to her wedding. Her brother, who refused to acknowledge his sister as a woman, kidnapped her on her wedding day and took her to his lab. He tested, quote, cures, unquote, for what he saw as a disease until his sister died on his lab table. This is where it kind of gets really fucked up. Okay. Her brother painted her corpse red, implanted horns, replaced her legs with that of a goat and her hand with a giant lobster-like claws.
No.
Okay, it's weird, but keep that image in your head, okay? He wanted everyone to see his sister as the devil he believed she was and crucified her in the middle of the night for the town to wake up. That morning, his sister wasn't on the cross. His, quote, cure contained a new chemical he was testing to fix her. She woke up, different. Okay, so you still have the red body, claws, horns.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, his sister now wielded supernatural abilities that stem from dark forces and now calls herself him. The scientist knew she was back after footage leaked of the now creature he created. He needed to protect himself and went back to the board. He realized the new chemical he created was and how it went wrong and needed to create new creatures with new formula to protect him. He called the concoction he used on his sister chemical A. He tested a modified chemical B, which failed. C also failed until X. So he went through the whole alphabet until he got to chemical X. He needed test subjects, and all he had and could get away with were his three daughters. That's when he created the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh my god. I didn't know.
So him this whole time is going after him because of what he did to her.
It's so much darker now.
I know! I love the Powerpuff Girls! You have any idea how hard it was for me to read this? I was like, red claw heels, like, what is this? And then I started thinking about, like, holy shit, they're transgender. Oh my god. And his triplets ended up turning into the Powerpuff Girls with concoction X. Chemical X.
Oh, that's awful. Anyway, I've got another one for you. And I'm gonna play it your way. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. I'm just gonna tell you the story.
Okay.
Alright. There's a man who is tired of children being ungrateful and not being humble, being too prideful, eating too much candy, all of these crazy
grumpy
things. He's a grumpy old man.
Okay.
He decides to create a business and invite a bunch of children in, and only select children get to come and visit him.
And it's Willy Wonka.
Yes. So he brings these children in, and if you notice while watching Willy Wonka, every one of the kids represents some sort of
seven sins. Yeah.
They represent the seven deadly sins. There's sloth, there's gluttony, there's pride. Each one of them has a different one.
I didn't think about that.
And, I mean, it's very obviously that was written into it, and that only, you know, when you don't do these seven deadly sins do you come out alive. And they call them the seven deadly sins because they lead to death, right?
Yeah, like, obviously everything that happened with those kids, they're more than likely gonna die.
But it's so much worse than that.
Oh,
so
dear.
A lot of these... For example, let's take the kid who fell into the chocolate. He fell into the chocolate river, and for some reason...
It tastes so good.
And for some reason, he just was ready to have a vacuum to pull the kid out. Like, who just has that? And
well, that's kind of something that's said in the movie, too. Like, it seems like this is all choreographed. Like, yeah, everyone...
Exactly.
Like, all the Oompa Loompas knew this was going to happen.
Exactly. Something seems a little too planned. And if you were sucked into a vacuum, like, you would die. Like, you would have no air.
Oh.
The kid died. Or at least he had brain damage because he lost a lot
choked
of air.
Choked to death.
Then there's the other one, which is,
so fat,
to me, kind of really fucked up. Violet.
Oh.
So, okay. Everyone's like, she was just filled up with grape juice, right? But if you pinch your finger for a long time, it's going to turn violet. If you think that's juice...
Oh, she choked on it.
Yeah. And here's the other thing too. If she was filled up like that, he told them go juice her. We have a word for that. It's called bloodletting.
Oh no, I was worried you were gonna say that one.
Oh yeah. So.
So she choked on gum, and then they just drained her of her blood.
Yeah. So basically,
he was murdering kids.
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory is actually Saw for kids.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. See, you ruined it for me.
Yes, I got one.
But I like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
He's got chocolate.
I know.
Hmm. So were the other ones. There was the rotten egg.
Supposedly, I think she's Sloth, and so basically, if you listen to her falling, she falls for a long time.
Yeah,
she definitely had some broken limbs when she hit the ground.
Jeez, why? I don't know if I have any more in me now. So this is characters from The Nightmare Before Christmas. This is a theory on The Nightmare Before Christmas.
What? That show was already dark. How did it kind of...
Okay, but all the characters look very different, obviously. I mean, they're dead, right?
Sure, yeah.
They're all different things. Okay, so I'm just going to go through the main ones right now. And what this has to do is how they died.
So
Jack Skellington. He's one of the few that doesn't have skin because he was burned alive.
Oh, God.
Oogie Boogie doesn't have skin because he was skinned.
No.
That's why he was in the bag.
Oh.
The mayor, broken neck, which is why he can turn his head.
Obviously.
And, yeah, that one's kind of obvious. Sally died because of dismemberment, which is why she's sewn back together.
Oh, my God.
The shock... oh my god. The three little gremlin kids that are Oogie Boogie's little sidekicks. Yeah. So, the little one with the red hair and the blue smile is a child that was frozen to death.
Oh my god.
The one that looks like a little witch with the white long face and scraggly hair. Suicide.
What?
Yeah.
Where did they get that one?
I don't know. And then the little fat kid was drowned.
Oh my god. These are horrible.
They are pretty horrible. And then the scientist, the one that like he claims to have made Sally, was poisoned. And that's why he's like constantly asking her, "What'd you put in this? What'd you put in my food?" Because he was poisoned. So that's how these characters died. And so each of those, I mean, some of them were kind of obvious. The other characters in the background, like one of them had like an actual axe in his
head.
Well,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
So I wanted to bring those up just because it just was, it's really sad.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
All right, quick one, just because it's not even really a theory, it's just true.
Okay.
The Power Rangers.
What?
The Power Rangers are a bunch of children forced to fight a war.
Oh.
And there's a whole movie, actually, or there's actually a fan movie made about it, and it's actually really good. And he just realized like all these kids were forced into some war that they didn't care about to protect their planet, and it's pretty kind of fucked up when you think about it. But they probably all have PTSD and like, yeah, fighting aliens and nearly dying. And
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, kind of crazy. Okay, so this one comes from Ed and Eddie. Did you watch Ed, Ed, and Eddie?
Ed, Ed, and Eddie, the weird one. Yes.
I loved Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Yeah, I loved Ed, Ed, and Eddie, and it was probably like one of my favorite shows as a kid. So all the children in Ed, Ed, and Eddie are actually dead, and the neighborhood they live in is purgatory. Each child came from a different period in American history. Rolf, the weird kid with an inexplicable Eastern European accent, died in the early 1900s in a farming accident. Johnny, the one whose best friend is a plank, comes from the 1920s when owning a piece of wood with a face painted on it made you the most popular kid on the block. Jimmy, the sickly kid with yellowish skin, died of leukemia in the 2000s.
Oh, wow.
And so on. The theory also alleges that there is one set of characters who aren't dead but aren't alive either. The antagonist Canker Sisters, who frequently abuse and berate all of the other kids in the show, are actually demons placed in purgatory to torture them. Coincidentally, they are the only regular characters who have pink tongues. Everyone else has blue tongues.
Holy shit.
Which only dead people have.
Oh my gosh, I just thought they ate a lot of candy.
No.
Oh.
And to add to this theory, there's always this question, what does Ed or Double D have under his hat? No one ever knows.
Because he has no head.
Well, it's not that. There was one time when it was seen and they screamed at what he actually had under his head. under his hat. And the theory is he has a brain tumor. And so his head is like misshapen. And that's why everyone screamed, and that's probably adding to the theory that they're all dead.
Oh, wow. 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 I don't even know if I want to do my last one, Al.
Oh, you got another one?
I got another one. It has nothing to do with cartoons. It has more to do with, like, a child fairy, nursery rhyme.
Oh, my God.
Which, the nursery rhymes are pretty fucking dark.
Nursery rhymes we could
especially make especially, like, Rosie Posey. I mean, that's... Oh, yeah. That one, or Ring Around the Rosie.
We could have a whole show on... Yeah.
So this one I just found, and I'm a little sad. Okay. It said, you know what's creepy about Humpty Dumpty?
Huh.
They never said he was an egg. The story of Humpty Dumpty was based off of a story of a 5-year-old being put to death in a pit of spikes.
Oh my God! What the fuck?
And so that's why all the king's horses and all the king's men tried to go and get him out, because think about like how they did killings then. They would go and take the bodies out and move them out of the way. And they couldn't put them back together again.
Oh my God, Crystal.
And that's all we got for you, folks.
You can't throw nursery rhymes into this. It's so... Oh.
You just ruined Ed, Edd n Eddy for me. What do you expect? I wasn't... depending on what you were going to say on Ed, Edd n Eddy, was what if I was going to say that one or not.
Okay.
I couldn't help it.
All right, Crystal. Well, how do you feel now?
Well, I'm glad I had alcohol in my system all day. Because some of those were just... I'm hurting.
Yeah.
I need ice cream.
Alright, we're going to have an ice cream day.
Okay.
Ice cream.
You guys, if you didn't like it, I'm sorry. We'll make happy ones next time. It's just someone... Well, we both kind of wanted to do the childhood ruining.
Yeah.
It was just... There were so many when we were looking up the Disney ones. Like, just like getting deeper into like... what all these meant. Oh, there is one that's kind of... It's a good but sad childhood ruining one. Okay, it has to do with Lilo and Stitch. So we're going to end with this one, guys, okay?
Okay.
This will be a happy note.
Okay.
Happy, happy, happy.
Okay? Happy, happy, happy.
Okay, so this was a post that I had read about someone who had started learning how to speak Hawaiian, and they had been, like, learning the language and everything, and then this was, like, years ago, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, it hit them that Lilo... in Hawaiian actually means lost.
Ooh.
And so you get Lilo and Stitch, and Stitch means to come together. So you get lost and then come together. So Stitch brings the family together.
Aww.
So that's kind of a cute one. So no childhood ruined on that one. Lilo and Stitch, good. Lost and found kind of thing. So
that's cute.
Happy! Yay! Lilo and Stitch, so cute. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And what was I going to say?
Well, what you always say.
What do we need?
Check us out on Instagram. We're getting in a better habit of posting stuff now. We've been kind of busy this week, so just bear with us.
So make sure you check us out on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe if you haven't already. Share us around, because we're trying to get this out, and we would love any support we get.
Yeah, and if you guys have like any topics you want to talk about, I know we still have a ton more.
There are so many submissions I got from Reddit, and it was hard to kind of pick which one. But
I mean, like, I'm talking about like fandoms. We still got Star Wars, Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
that's just to top it off. Lord of the Rings. I mean, there's so many, and we're getting there. We're still trying to just figure out which ones to do first. So. Yeah, just check us out. We have our website. We're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The social medias.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. This episode's music comes from Chris Zabriskie, Puddington Bear, and Small Collins from freemusicarchive.org. This episode was hosted by Nick Kidd and Crystal Molina, and produced by me, Nick Kidd. Connect with us and listen to more episodes at MyDrunkenFandom.com.